Proclamation number 6601, dated the July 21st, 1956. Natural disaster before the end. The end of this earth and of all living creatures upon it is inevitable. No creations on earth will remain. People and animals will lose their lives apart from the small flock of those who will be raptured in the flesh. This last act of my will has been planned from the beginning. Time and again it has been proclaimed to people by seers and prophets, and is now announced to people again with all urgency as being close at hand, because it will be so enormous and no one shall experience the end without having been informed of it. Yet the proclamations find no credence. An event is approaching people, the enormity of which cannot possibly be imagined, and yet it is dismissed as implausible and the admonitions and warnings are futile, for no one prepares himself for this enormous happening. People don't believe in an end. And thus I will proceed with my final exhortation. I will still give the unbelieving human race a lost sign in the shape of a natural disaster, the scale of which will also be huge, but it will only affect the earth to a limited extent, so that they will no longer think it impossible and seriously take account of themselves as to whether and how they can be justified before me at the end. Great events are often foreshadowed. The natural event, which will be followed by the end shortly afterwards, is intended to be a final admonition, for it will cost many human lives. Countless people will fall prey to the elements of nature, or little impression on the hardened hearts can be expected which, however, shall still be saved prior to the destruction. I have always spoken through the mouths of prophets and even now I keep speaking through my devoted servants. Yet people do not listen to this language apart from a few who believe my words and are therefore willing to influence their fellow human beings according to my will. But now they shall clearly hear my voice and not be able to close their ears, for humanity's indifference motivates me to disturb them and shake them out of their tranquility, their worldly spirit, so that no one will be able to claim that he received no warning. But even this warning will not result in turning to me completely, because people don't want to recognize my voice and because I do not use force which impels people to come to me. Then the end will sweep everything which remains in opposition to me away, for every human being still remains in opposition who does not turn to me in view of the previous immense destruction, which demonstrates my might. Everyone still remains in opposition who thinks that an end of this earth is impossible, for he is spiritually unenlightened, which betrays his affiliation to my adversary. I still try to break this opposition by all possible means without using force. And this final intervention will truly appear to be a cruel method, yet I use it for the sake of your salvation, because my words are not being believed and because the end is near to which they will then inevitably fall prey, and then their spiritual state will be the decisive factor as to what fate awaits them on the day of judgment. And time and again I say to my servants that they cannot mention the end and the preceding natural event diligently enough, that they should not be afraid to draw people's attention to the fact that they will not have much time left, that they should unhesitatingly speak about my eternal plan and that they therefore should also spread my gospel, so that people know what I expect of them as not to descend into darkness as a victim of the forthcoming event. I only ask for a loving heart which is willing to make sacrifices. Then they will be able to wait for the coming events without fear. Then they will belong to those who will emerge unscathed even if everything around them threatens to disappear. However, dreadful things will be in store for those who do not want to believe. And then I will have mercy on everyone who calls upon me in his adversity, for I only want to rescue people and not let them fall prey to ruin. For the end will come without fail, and then everyone will be judged in accordance with law and justice. Amen.